The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams! He's got it! Touchdown! Mike Williams!
Yeah, man, just first of all, I think you got to love clutch moments. You know, when you get guys that can make plays and do things for you. You know, first of all, Big Mike over there, just traded for him. You know, he's a tremendous football player. We got GP on the right, Van on the right. You know, those guys, you know, Pat showed up in big ways. I mean, these guys just stepped up in key moments and just another great moment. You know, when you're playing a game, it's a collection of, I don't know, 75 plays, and you want to see how many great moments you can have. And when we had that one in the key part of the game, obviously.
Holy cow! A Steelers victory Monday.
And I've got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. All right, let's not put the cart before the horse. But let's go 30,000 feet on this. Obviously a big moment there. The new guy, one catch. He couldn't have played more than 5 or 10 snaps.
No.
And he definitely didn't play more than 10.
Yeah, like 5, 6, maybe.
And in that moment, the Steelers quarterback, who has won a Super Bowl, who really had been up and down all game long, was clutch as hell. And that's not an easy catch, as you and I discussed before the show, by Mike Williams. And the Steelers walk away 28-27 victors. And my biggest takeaway, Doran, is that they gave up 27 and won the game. And that they came from behind down 10 points. We had talked about all the possible scenarios on Friday, and I said I wouldn't mind if they had to come back.
I was just about to say that.
It's insane. I wanted to see what it looked like when they couldn't play the way they wanted to play. Down 10, and then needing the game-winning drive at the end. And they showed that they could do it against a really good team on the road. And that gives me faith that this team not only can win a playoff game, but really can have a say in this whole deal here. You can't win playoff games. You can't make a run unless you can score points, unless you've got the quarterback. And the Steelers, don't look now, averaging more than 30 points a game with Russ. They can score. They've got a quarterback. And that, to me, is my biggest takeaway.
Well, this is exactly what you drew up, just like you said on Friday. You called this. This is how you wanted to possibly see the game go, see if they could come back and, you know, and beat you in a different way. Because, like you just said, like, whenever it comes down to it, and whenever the games start to matter in about a month from now, a little over a month, you're going to need to figure out ways to win. And they showed that they could do it this way. But my biggest takeaway from this win is that they're definitely legit, is one. But a win like that can do so much for the confidence of the team. I mean, you go into a hostile, pretty much, environment. Well, half of it, at least, as you saw on the broadcast.
Man.
Looked like a bee's nest in there. you go into an environment against a good football team, knowing what's at stake, and you figure out a way to win, and you do it different ways, and it didn't go your way a few times. Where you could have just let that take over the game. You could have got beat from some of the things that did happen during that game. But the confidence from every single player that is on the Steelers roster right now is probably through the roof. Like, you think that you can legitimately beat anybody. You really do. Like, I mean, the way that you won and the amount of people that had to step up for the win to make that happen, that just does so much for your football team. That really, really does. And you know, whether it's, you know, win by 20 points, give up 20 points, whether it's win by 1 point, give up 20 points, or give up 6 points, a win is a win, and it adds to the record. And you're looking at that record like, and you're looking at the standings too, like, okay, we got something here. All right, this is exactly where we want to be. We know what we can do as a football team. You think about somebody like Mike Williams, as we'll probably get into. Like, you don't think his confidence is through the roof? I mean, guy, like you said, had 5 snaps, just got here, was basically casted out and sent to the side, sat down in timeout in New York. And now he goes out there within 5 plays, scores a touchdown, and one of the biggest touchdowns of the game. Like, guys are going to start rolling now. I'm serious.
I buy it, and I think everybody's hand was in the pile on this one. The defensive performance is not as bad as the 27 allowed points would make it look like. They held Washington far below their season average in passing, in rushing, in total yards. And I thought they had good field position a couple of times. Washington did. They were able to cash in on that. And so good for them to be able to make good on those situations. But I don't think the Steelers' defense was bad. I really don't. They made the fourth down stop at the end of the game where they knew exactly where the sticks were. And okay, maybe it's a bad spot, maybe it's not, but that's a hell of a tackle, a hell of a play. When you needed a play made in the end zone, TJ Watt comes screaming off, gets held on one play, next play forces an incompletion, so you make plays there. Preston Smith made a massive play in the game, as you called on Friday. You said he would make a play. He absolutely did. Everyone's hand was in on the pile. Jaylen Warren ran the ball well, did have the fumble at the goal line. Then Najee Harris, when he came back from injury, I thought looked really good. Patrick Queen played well in this game. This was a full team win. And when you look at the standings right now, the goal should be to win the division. That's where they are right now, because yes, they're going to make the playoffs. I feel confident in saying that. They are 7-2. The eighth place team, 4-6. You are 3.5 games up on a playoff spot right now. This was a massive
win.
Massive. We talked about this on Friday, too. I thought this was the most important non-divisional game the rest of the way. Because if you get it, okay, you can lose to Kansas City. You don't want to, but you can lose to Kansas City. You can go on the road and lose to Philadelphia, but you banked this win. Don't look now, though. You beat Baltimore. You've got Cleveland then after that. You could be sitting there at 9-2. Like, you need to beat Cleveland. You need to.
Yes.
But if you can find a way to win this Baltimore game at home, at the act, you're sitting there at 9-2. What is your big takeaway from Steelers 28, Washington 27? 412-928-9370. We want to fill the phone lines with your calls this morning. Celebrate with us. Because here's the other thing. I love this. Steelers are a good football team, and they go on the road and they beat a good football team. So we don't have to sit here and bitch about a win. We can sit here and celebrate a win. However it was going to look, it didn't matter to me. You find a way to win on the road against a good team. This is like a playoff game to me. After a playoff win, nobody's sad, nobody's moaning, nobody's complaining. You just celebrate. That's what today should be. Sure, the defense leaked at times. Sure, the offense, maybe the most encouraging thing for them is I don't think they put together a complete game.
No.
And still scored 28 points. We don't have to complain. 1 point win on the road. You bank it, and I think you learned a lot about this football team, because I think Washington's a real deal. I learned that about them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that team is a real deal. When they hit that ball down the sideline when they were up by a score and it looked like they were going to go in and be able to kick a field goal and stretch it to a 2-possession game, my mom texted me and I had the exact same thought. Man, maybe Washington's just better than the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's a good football team, and the Steelers are able to get it done. So what's your big takeaway? 412-928-9370. We should all be delighted today. Real quick, Dorm. So they can score points. That's my big takeaway. First time a Steelers quarterback had 3 touchdowns in a game since 2021. Ben against Minnesota in that comeback game that fell just short. And Russ, this is insane, is 2 touchdowns away from having the most touchdowns in a season since Ben.
That is an insane stat.
He's played three games.
And nonetheless, too, they did it after a bye week, too. And that just proves, again, I mean, week or year in and year out, after a bye week, Mike Tomlin's record is pretty good.
Now 15-3.
15-3, and you just figured out a way to win, and you knew that that was the case. Like it wasn't going to be a style game. You knew that. Like Mike Tomlin knew that. This team knew that. They just wanted to get out of there with a win, and they did. And then you head into this week, and you know, as the week goes on, we'll break down this game. But you know, you talk about how you feel whenever you have a playoff win, right? Well, you're going to talk about how you feel Sunday whenever it's a playoff atmosphere.
Oh my God,
that is going to be a playoff game, and this game kind of had that feel to it as well.
I agree.
It really, really did.
I can't remember the last time I was this geeked up for a regular season game.
It really did, didn't it? Like, yeah. I mean, and then whenever they would pan to the stands and stuff, and you just saw kind of, you know, the drowning out of with the Steeler fans, and you're just like, man, like, could you imagine? Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that made the drive down there and went to that game. I bet you that atmosphere was something.
In retrospect, we should have gone down for Pens Caps Friday and then just stuck around. Go to the Capitol. Hey, maybe go sit on Abraham Lincoln's statue lap.
Yes.
Just enjoy ourselves in old D.C. What a great road trip for Steelers and Penguins fans who made
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh swept the thing. You're always going to beat the Capitals. I mean, even when the Penguins are bad, I mean, go out there, beat the Capitals. Awesome weekend. And the Steelers are now 10-2 in their last 12 regular season games. And I think that's really important to bring up. They got good quarterback play from Mason at the end of the year, went 3-0 down the stretch, had good quarterback play from Justin Fields. Not great, not to be confused with great, but
good enough
quarterback play. And then Russ has been really good for them. So when the Steelers have gotten good quarterback play in these last 12 regular season games, they've won 10 of the games. This is who they are, folks. This is a, dare I say, very good football team. You can't be great, I don't think, till you get into the playoffs and you start winning and you see what that looks like. I can only go as high as very good in the regular season. I think they're there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're there. And they got punched in the mouth, and they're down 10 points in the midway through the third quarter, and they found a way to win? And what the hell's Washington doing at the end of the game?
Oh, my gosh.
Sides?
I mean, that was terrible. I mean, there's a difference here, and we can break it down a little bit. We don't need to go in depth, but they're a good football team, but are they a dangerous football team?
Dangerous.
Like, are they a dangerous football team? I don't know if I am fully there yet, but I think that they can be and they will be. I think there's a lot of teams in the NFL and especially in the AFC and especially in the AFC North that are on notice.
I wouldn't want to play them.
Nope.
Why would you want to play them? They're going to run the ball up your backside, and they're not going to give up on that, so they're going to wear you down. That's what happened in this game. I thought for long stretches against a bad rush defense, boy, it's just not working today. They grinded them down.
Yeah.
And then you've got a quarterback with clutch factor. And then you've got to deal with TJ Watt screaming off the edge. And you've got to deal with Cam Hayward. And they've got ball hawks in that secondary. They're a tough team to play against. Mike Williams was really excited about it after the game. Not kidding, that is the voice of Mike Williams coming off the field.
Let's go, man, gotta go! Let's go, man, get the dog!
Got the dog!
Would you tweet out it was like your 8-year-old?
Yeah, whenever they won their first playoff game, it sounded like my 8-year-old.
Oh, let's go, man, got the dog!
Let's go, man, got the dog!
What? Steelers handing out balloons after the game, just suck that helium in.
Let's go, man. Gotta go.
So what's your biggest takeaway? 412-928-9370. Mine is that they can score points. They came from behind. They gave up 27-1. This is the kind of game they'd have been blown out in years past. You got a good offense on the other side. They were scheming stuff. They were pushing the tempo when they needed to. And I think we saw it last year against Houston. We saw it last year against Indianapolis. Well, this year's team can score with teams that can score, and that's how you win in the NFL. But what do you think? 412-928-9370. The calls are flying in, and we will talk to you coming.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Coming up next.
Now, Pittsburgh has their two timeouts, so they may take it all the way down here and see if they can jump and get it free for themselves.
And, and there is a jump. Washington played into their hands. Wilson celebrating. Steelers are going nuts on the sideline.
Mike Tomlin would not say whether the Steelers were going to run a play or not there on that fourth down. Neither would Russell Wilson. But have no fear, the rookies, they'll let the cat out of the bag. Zach Frazier and Mason McCormick both said, yeah, we weren't going to run a play. Everyone knew they weren't going to run a play. Except for this Newton guy.
Unbelievable. The whole time, I mean, all you're talking about is do not jump. Hold your water. Watch the hard count. Don't jump. Hold your water. What, I mean, a thousand times it's reiterated whenever you're on the sidelines or even talking to your teammates, even during the play. I'm sure that the linebacker behind him, Bobby Wagner, is probably like, hold your water, hold your water. And he jumps. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I've never played defensive line in the NFL, Doran, but I would probably just close my eyes and pretend like there's not even a football game going on. Well, I wouldn't even be listening to Russell Wilson.
Well, you're supposed to look at the football.
I don't need to look at the ball.
I
put my fingers in my ears going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, then they run a play.
They ain't running a play.
Well,
they were never going to run a play. Everyone knew they were going to never run a play except for Newton. What a moron. But thank you. That was the most fired up I think I've ever been for a non-play. Like, what Russ was doing with the fist pump and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, finger guns, and that kind of deal. I was doing the same thing in my living room. They bailed him out. Bailed him out. Because the Steelers are punting. And then, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden Daniels is a special player now.
Yeah.
Texter, the only thing worse than people complaining about the team are people who complain about the complaining people. Oh, yeah? Well, how about the people who complain about people complaining about the complaining people?
Yes.
Those people are the worst.
The worst.
And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I want to take your calls here in a moment. Your number one takeaway from this game at 412-928-9370. But real quick, the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They've got your back. Not your wallet. Two injuries in this game. Dante Jackson gets banged up. And so who goes in, Doran? James Pierre. The guy who dropped the fake punt totally redeemed himself because Washington saw that, targeted him on the first play of what could have been their game-winning drive. Then they come back and target him on the near sideline, and James Pierre makes a great play.
Yep.
Great play. And then the other injury, Alex Highsmith, and that looks like he's not coming back anytime soon. But you do have Preston Smith, and this is why you get a guy like Preston Smith, who made a huge play on what was going to be a throwback to Jaden Daniels, and I think they might score on that play if it's executed, if he doesn't blow it up. Daniels is all by himself with a convoy of blockers. What a play by him, and it's good that they have him because he's going to have to fill in he and Herbig for a banged up Alex Highsmith.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of the trade and the trade, I think that took a lot of people by surprise that they traded for that position. But look at it panning out. And you would think just what you just said, that Herbig would be back next week. And, you know, he was inactive, I believe, for this game. So you'll have Herbig back and then Preston Smith. And that's a position that you can just walk in clearly and play and not have to, you know, sit around and learn the plays or things of that nature. So he'll be ready to go. He'll be ramped up, ready to go, and you have some depth with Herbig coming back next week. So,
and you nailed it. You said that he could have an impact on this game, and that was one of the biggest defensive plays of the game. Another one on that final drive was Keanu Benton tackling Jaden Daniels, who I think, if he gets past Benton, is probably getting close to that field goal target line that they have so conveniently for us on the CBS side there. So a hell of a play by him. And the defense made plays when the defense needed to make plays. And we've talked about that too. Hey, having a great defense isn't just we held them to 15 points. No, that's not realistic in 2024.
Right.
For every week to be outstanding defensively and to put a stranglehold on the thing. No, having a great defense in modern times, sometimes it means that, but a lot of times it means, can you get off the field on 4th and 9 and DeMonte KZ comes in and makes a tackle? That's great defense, and it was enough to get the win. Biggest takeaway, 412-928-9370. That was the injury report brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Let's go to Steve in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Steve.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
We're great.
I got a couple takeaways. I think one of the most important, though, Joey Porter needs to tighten up. And what I mean by that is he's pretty good. He covers a lot of your one receivers. But it shows yesterday when you get a veteran receiver, he's going to play him. He's a little too handsy. He's got to tighten up on that because that could cost us a game. But more importantly, you asked a little while ago, are we dangerous? I think we're just as dangerous as any other elite team in the NFL right now. You've got George Pickens, who's just catching 40-yard bombs up the sideline, and now you bring in a veteran like Mike Williams. The only reason L.A. ever cut him was because they couldn't afford him and he couldn't stay healthy. He's a perfect number two receiver for us.
He blew right past that DB, Doran. And thank you for the call, Steve. The DB was giving him like 10, 12 yards cushion, and he separates.
Yep.
He's open, and Russ trusted him, and that's a tough position. He hadn't practiced that play all week.
No, didn't even know the play. Russ had to tell him like where to line up and what to run.
That's awesome.
It really is. And that catch was a lot harder, I think, than people think.
Mm-hmm.
Over the shoulder, right there in the end zone, knowing that you don't have as much space as you probably think. And to do it in that moment means a lot as well.
Yeah, think about the pressure on Mike Williams.
Right.
I'm the new guy. I've never run this. Russ is telling me what I got to do. It's clutch time. I drop this or I don't make the play. We could very well lose the game because it sets up, what, a 4th and 8 there then at that point. For all that to be on the line and at stake, and for those two guys to combine to make that play, that is nails.
Russ had to have. Like, I know that Russ had to tell him where to line up because he never ran the play, but Russ had to have been like, I'm throwing you the ball,
mm-hmm.
so run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, run. You're running a go route. Run. I'm throwing you the football. Like, it's coming to you.
He looked like a guy that ain't washed up, Norin.
Oh, no, he's not.
I mean, the speed looks there. The size is evident. They don't mm-hmm. have another wide receiver that looks quite like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's only going to become more of their equation as they go forward.
And if you really kind of assess the game and you think about early on in the game, they tried to do a lot of that stuff with Calvin Austin, and that just was never going to happen. Calvin Austin's not that receiver. He does have really good speed, but at that size, you don't want to have to throw go balls unless it's on the money and Calvin really is beating somebody down the field. Next week, we'll see a lot more of Mike Williams and what Calvin Austin was doing this past game. And Calvin Austin did get hurt. Did he ever come back or anything?
I don't think he did come back. No.
Okay, so he might be out this week anyways. But as Mike Williams does move forward and starts learning what he needs to do, those routes that you saw Calvin Austin and Russ not hit on, and they weren't on the same page, and you just don't want him running those routes, you'll have Mike Williams do it.
Remember when Jazz Chisholm was traded to the Yankees and immediately hit a couple of home runs, like 3 home runs in a couple of games?
Yep.
And the Pirates guys were doing jack you know what? This is what that felt like to me. Mike Williams catches the most important ball of the Steelers season so far. Meanwhile, Deontay Johnson's out there for Baltimore falling down.
Yes.
And then doesn't get targeted in the first game. So far, so good. Steelers have Mike Williams and the Ravens not getting anything from Deontay. Can't wait to see that guy come in here with the purple, though. I can't wait to discuss that game.
But, me too.
But let's not do it just yet. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And on the Twitter, you will find the Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What is your number one takeaway from Steelers 28, Washington 27? That's also how you get in on the phone lines at 412-928-9370, and we will discuss with you. Going to break down the fake punt, too, when we come back. I'm so happy they won, because we would have spent half the show on this darn thing. And now we'll just spend a little bit of time on it
mm-hmm.
when we come back.
You can't come in hostile environments versus good people and not be aggressive, aggressively pursue victory. We're not going to live in our fears. That's just how we get down. Same thing on the fake punt. That is me. I own that. I'll do it again. But we didn't execute it. And so it was a bad idea.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and we are going to take your calls all morning long on your biggest takeaway from Steelers 28, Commanders 27. But let's spend a minute here on this fake punt, Dorm, before we do dive into the phone calls. You liked it. I didn't like it. I understand why people like it. You made a really good argument for why you did like it, though, before the show.
I mean, you wanted to take the game to the Commanders, and you know, in that moment, you want to be aggressive, and I thought that there was no better time to do that. Like, there was no better time in the game to make something like that happen. And you're like, listen, we don't feel like the Commanders can beat us. Like, I thought that that was an absolute message. Like, they were not worried that if we don't execute this fake punt, where in the area they're at on the field, knowing that if they didn't execute it, they would turn the ball over basically in the red zone of, you know, in your own red zone, that if we spotted the Commander 7 points, we could still win this football game. That was the message that I took. Like, they were willing to get so aggressive in that area of the field that if it didn't execute, they were willing to spot the Commanders and Jaden Daniels 7 points, and they weren't worried about it. They were like, listen, we'll give you 7 points and we'll still beat you. That was the message that I took. Like, they thought that they were going to win that football game regardless, and because I don't see them doing that against, like, the Chiefs. I think that you have a lot more respect for Mahomes and the Chiefs if they get up 7 points, but you clearly, not saying that they didn't respect the Commanders, didn't respect Jaden Daniels, but they were willing to give them 7 points if that didn't work, which it didn't work, and they did give them 7 points, and still have the faith of them winning the football game and getting back into it, or, coming back into that football game, even down, or yeah, they were down 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have, if they convert on that, I mean, they're going to go down the field and get points.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to go up 10-0, 14-0. So I understand what you're saying. And I get that players probably love that. They probably love that. Oh, we ain't scared. Our coach has balls.
Yep.
They probably love that. My only problem is when you've got a defensive back in Killebrew throwing to another defensive back in James Pierre, you can't assume success. And a lot of fans were saying, oh, like, the call was great. You just got to catch the ball. You do got to catch the ball. But that's not going to be 100% conversion rate. It's just not. Not when you got a DB throwing to a DB. It's not. And so while I appreciate that they then give the players freedom to check into that on the field, which is what some of the guys were saying in the locker room afterwards, to me it's like, my daughter has freedom to go into the snack cupboard whenever she wants to. But not like an hour before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want her filling up on junk.
Mm-hmm.
If it's between the 30s even, the 40s, and you want to have your players get the freedom to check into that, totally get it. At the 15-yard line, to me, it was a little much. And it ultimately could have cost them the game. It didn't. The aggressive approach from Tomlin there, though, I think is ultimately going to serve them well as they move forward in the season.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're not scared of a 7-2 football team in their place. They're sure as bleep not going to be scared of Baltimore, and they're not going to be scared of anybody on their schedule. So I do think that you can spin this in the positive, and I'm sure the players liked it. So I can see both sides of the argument.
Well, I mean, they practice it probably 100 times during the week, and even Pierre said after the game that he's caught every single one of them.
Caught it every time.
And you can't, like, substitute, you know, who would be the Van Jefferson out there?
Oh, and I'm not even,
it'll be a pass.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that they should switch anything up with it other than I wouldn't do it from my 15. That's the only thing that I have a problem with. I thought it was beautifully designed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen many a fake field goals punts over the time we've been watching and you've been playing football. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that. I do like it.
I just don't know. I was sitting there thinking about it yesterday, and I was like, when is the? I don't think that there is a better time. I really don't. Like, I think that that was the perfect time. Like, there's no other time that, you know, would have been better than that. Whenever you're thinking that, you wouldn't do it backed up on your own 15, and so are they.
Yeah, Washington's not gonna have the jammer sprint in if they are on the 40. Because you are going to be afraid of the fake. I understand that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can leave this guy uncovered out there. It's the 15-yard line.
Conservative Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers are not doing that.
If that ball's a little bit more on the money, too, even.
He's gone.
And he catches it, yeah. because you just got to beat your guy, which looked like that was already going to happen, and then you got to beat the punt returner, which I'll take James Pierre in the open field, and we'll see what happens. 412-928-9370. More on this with Cabali. We got in an argument on Twitter about this yesterday, and he was mean to me. See, Dorn and I have a respectful conversation. Cabali, a big old meanie. Let's go to Danny in Pittsburgh. Biggest takeaway from the Steelers' victory, Danny?
Hey, buddy, I got three of them. Give me time to get them out, Crowell. You're quick with the hook.
Three?
And they're gonna go into importance, too. The minor takeaway was, I don't know how that the Steelers fans were even able to take over that stadium when that team is in first place. They haven't been good in 20 years. They got a rookie phenom quarterback. It blew me away. Two, big importance is I didn't see Chris Boswell the whole game. No more field goals. We're scoring touchdowns. I mean, I didn't see the guy the whole game. Huh. Great thing. And three, isn't it great to see Mike Tomlin with a winning team that he knows is a real good team? I mean, this guy's a great ambassador for Pittsburgh. He's sometimes the only thing that's good about the Steelers. And it's just so fun to see that man with a winning team that really has a shot because he deserves it. The man deserves it. He's been taking heat for about 4 or 5 years. The man deserves it.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks, that's guys. A good call, buddy.
Yep. That is a good call.
And Tomlin made the clear right decision to go with Russell Wilson, and he deserves a ton of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they win that game with Justin Fields.
Too one-dimensional.
I don't know that they beat the Jets with Justin Fields. This is a totally different football team with a much higher ceiling with Russell Wilson. And Mike Tomlin made a decision that was not unanimous within his own locker room or front office, and certainly among media and fans was not a popular one. And he should be dancing right now. And I will agree with Danny. I really like Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin's a good guy. I think he's a good coach, and I'm happy he's having success because I would rather him be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you gotta win a lot of games.
Yeah.
And you gotta win playoff games.
Yeah.
And right now it's trending towards maybe they just might. And they have to now too, right? I mean, the bar has shifted.
It'd be an utter disappointment.
Yes.
I mean, it'd be an utter disappointment.
This isn't a team squeaking into the playoffs and playing the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
No.
Or squeaking into the playoffs and playing the Bills in Buffalo.
No, this is a team that if you do have to go to Buffalo and play the Bills, you feel pretty good about them probably going in there and winning. Like, going to Buffalo, going to a place. Like, if that's where the case. So, I mean, it's still a lot of season left. So, I think that they're definitely going to make the playoffs. If they were have to go somewhere, I still would have the faith just from, you know, even this week. You know, going back all the way to this week, I'd still have the faith that, oh, yeah, they can go in there and win.
Steelers can beat the Chiefs. They definitely can. I don't know that I would pick them. In fact, I wouldn't. Because
the Broncos should have.
I know. Well, the Chiefs just sprinkle pixie dust.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
That was just ridiculous.
But we do talk about how the Steelers are one of the most complete teams in the NFL. The Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chiefs are there.
Yes.
I mean, the Chiefs will beat you any different way. Well, they'll throw to the tight end. Oh, you take the tight end out. We'll throw it to a bunch of receivers that aren't super good. Oh, now we got DeAndre Hopkins. The defense is really good. Oh, and this week we'll just block a 35-yard field goal. They're beatable, but you got to step on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, until it hits final zeros, you don't believe you're winning against that team. Because you talk about the belief that this is instilled now in the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs, they don't think they're losing.
Never.
They don't believe for a second. They don't even entertain the premise that they could lose a football game. Something special going on there, obviously. All right. What is your biggest takeaway from the Steelers' victory over the Commanders? 412-928-9370. Phone lines are popping. I just happened to see something, Doran, this morning about the Steelers that surprised me. I'll tell you what that is when we come back, and we'll continue to take your phone calls. Taking your calls all morning long, 412-928-9370. Your biggest takeaway from Steelers 28, Commanders 27. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I said I saw something surprising regarding the Steelers. They're a 3.5-point dog to Baltimore.
Yep.
Now, we had talked about this. Even if they beat the Commanders, we figured they'd be a home dog. The league loves offense. Vegas loves offense. I thought the Steelers would be like a 1.5-point dog. 3.5 is big to me. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping on that right now.
Yes.
These games are always close.
It'll move, right?
I think so. I was texting back and forth with Lee Sterling yesterday, and he said, if you like the Steelers, get in on it at 3.5, because he thinks it's going to come down to 2.5 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably where it will settle. But I said this on the final word last night, Doran. Did TV have this mug on the television with this beautiful haircut, my wife says. It finally feels like Ravens week. The last few years, it wasn't a heavyweight bout. The Ravens were either a much better team than the Steelers, or Lamar Jackson wasn't playing. Well, now Lamar's going to play. One team 7-3, the other 7-2. These teams are supposed to be vying for the top of the division. And Ryan Scarpino, formerly a Steelers PR, tweeted this out. Since the year 2000, both teams have 15 playoff berths. Both teams have 2 Super Bowls. The Steelers, 6 AFC Championship berths to 5 for Baltimore. 10 AFC North titles to the Steelers for 7 for Baltimore. 245 regular season wins to 232. And playoff wins 15 for the Steelers, 17 for Baltimore. These are heavyweight franchises, and this is a heavyweight game, and it hasn't felt like that in a while, and I can't wait to watch this damn thing on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry adds to the old school nostalgia that, you know, we grew up watching with Steelers Ravens, Ray Lewis and Jerome Bettis, and just how physical it used to be. I think Derrick Henry being on that roster now and knowing how potent their offense is, it's going to make for an exciting game. And we talk about this too. How specific their game plans have been, and identifying who they want to take out and what is the most important attribute that they want to eliminate from the offense. And Daniel Jones, they didn't want him to run the football because they thought that that would give them the best opportunity to win the game if he got his legs going. And I think they did the same thing with Jalen.
Oh, my gosh.
Jaden Daniels. He had, 4 yards rushing? I mean, he usually has around 50. So this is a little different animal, though.
Yes.
It is. You can't just eliminate one thing. You might have to try to eliminate 2 things, because if you do stop Lamar and don't let him run, Derrick Henry's going to run. So that's why I'm very fascinated about this matchup too. Is like, okay, I've kind of identified how they, you know, operate week in, week out with different players and who they want to let beat them and who they don't want them to beat. Now you got to worry about 3-4 guys.
Yeah, Baltimore's offense is a problem, but their defense is terrible, and they might be without their best defensive player in Kyle Hamilton. I think you might be looking at another 28-27 kind of game next weekend, and I can't wait to watch it. Let's talk about what happened yesterday, though, at 412-928-9370. Biggest takeaway from the Steelers' victory, we want to talk to you. Matt in Maryland, Jay in Richmond, Virginia. Ah, a couple DMV dudes, Anthony in Oakland, all waiting patiently on hold, among others. We will get to you at 412-928-9370. And also, let's dive into the Steelers' defensive performance. They give up 27 points, but I think there's a lot of good to take away from it as well. That's next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.